How Mental Attitudes Work. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination, How Mental Attitudes Work. Mental attitudes are pretty terrific. They change our life and they change our world, and we don't even know it. Sometimes other people's mental attitudes come in and distress us and upset us and make us all out of whack. And it's a silly thing to let happen. And of course, when we let that happen, then the other people are our masters. They are the ones who take charge, and they are the ones who are getting done what they want done, and we are not. And we are suffering for it, and we are feeling so sorry for ourselves and feeling so bad. Well, number one, if you are number one, as I tell you, you should say, I am number one. And when you start saying, I am number one, then you start acting like you're number one. You start living like number one. You start doing like number one. And everything about you is number one. And you are not number two, and you are not somewhere down the pike, but you are right on top. You are number one and the best, the only best. There is only you to compete with. So, I'm whole and perfect. I was dealing with an older lady, and she was telling me, oh my goodness sakes, I got arthritis. Every once in a while, it gets to me. It just runs up my arm and just makes me feel so weak. I can't even comb my hair. And it feels so debilitating. And I don't want that. I'm a spry young chicken. I want to be alive, alert, and wonderful and fantastic. And I do not want to give in to that arthritis. Well, at 93, I thought she shouldn't give in to that arthritis. There's no reason for it. So I told her, now what you say is you say, whenever the feeling of arthritis comes along, you say, I'm home perked, I'm home perked, and you keep shouting that, and you keep tooting that to yourself, constantly, 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 constantly. Now, the days may go by, and the arthritis may be there from time to time, and it may be an irritation, it may be not very nice, but the days go by, and you keep saying, I'm divine ordered. I'm whole and perfect. I'm wonderful. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. And you keep saying it and saying it and saying it and saying it. And you think to yourself, I don't see any results. I still hurt. Shut up. Don't say I hurt. Say I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. Every time a little trickle of the pain comes along, you say I'm whole and perfect. Every time anything that reminds you of that experience comes along, you just say, I'm whole and perfect, and give it no further attention. You give attention only to the fact that I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. You dance and sing and act like that constantly. Well, my little 93-year-old lady, she was not long for this world of arthritis, because as she spoke her word, she took a new attitude about herself. She'd been doing pretty good, because she is in my world, and she's a very positive lady. But she spoke her word, and she says, I'm home perked. And as she did this only to herself, she didn't speak out loud to anybody else. She didn't let anybody in the world know that she had arthritis, because she didn't want that to be a symbol of her. It might be of some other people, but not her, ever. And so, as the days went by, her experiences of having that trickle of the arthritis coming into her arm or coming wherever it came, she had less and less and less, and then she kept saying, I'm home perked, I'm home perked, I'm home perked. And then I saw her a month later after she began this treatment, and we were working on some other things that were important to her, some family affairs, and I said, how have you been doing? And she said, great. I said, how do you feel? She says, oh, I'm a young spring chicken, you know that. I said, yeah, I know that, but do you know that? Oh, I sure do. I can do anything. You know, I had trouble combing my hair a while back, but I'm combing it just about. You see here? Watch. She took her comb and her brush, and she went through her hair. She went from left to right and top to bottom, both arms, this one, then that one, and the other. And she says, you know, I'm whole and perfect. I hadn't expected that before. I thought that was just something that came with age, the limitation. But when I started saying I'm whole and perfect, that limitation went away and it no longer stayed with me, and I feel great. And I said, Oh, my gosh. You are a living example of using the principle. I am so proud of you. I am so proud of you. Well, we worked on all sorts of things, and as the years go by, I am constantly working with her. And she's one of my private ones that I don't tell anybody about because she is so special and so wonderful. I mention her today only because it's just a symbol and nobody knows who she is. And she is always whole and perfect. She's always young and a young spring chicken. I tell people who are thinking of themselves as old, think of yourself as a young spring chicken. Just think of yourself as 25 like I do. And run around and act like 25 and do like it. Don't be stupid and strain yourself and then say, oh, I strained myself. That's because I'm so old. That's silly. You strained yourself because you didn't use good judgment in lifting. Young people who don't use good judgment in lifting, they strain themselves too. And then they recuperate and then they're back in shape again. And they don't say, oh, it's because I'm so old. It's because they're 25, they're 28, they're 30, they're 15. They still strain themselves because they do something stupid. And when we who are over 25, or 25 at least, when we do something stupid, we pay the price too. And then we have to immediately say, I'm whole and perfect, and get ourselves back in order and not do stupid things. We don't need to lift heavy things. We don't need to push heavy things. We don't need to work beyond our enjoyment capacity. And whatever our enjoyment is, we get down on our knees and work in the garden. We dig and we plant plants, and we do all sorts of things. And when we feel like quitting, we quit. We're not on a time schedule. We just start when we want and quit when we want. And that's what life is all about. If I go beyond my ability, then I'm just hurting myself. Now, I've dealt with a lot of young people who say, well, yeah, I don't like to do that either. I went beyond my ability. I had, no, you didn't, you silly cut. You didn't go beyond your ability. You just used bad judgment in how you lifted, in how you did things. Your work capacity is only beginning. You're only beginning to develop your muscles and develop your brains and develop your abilities. As you learn to lift things properly using your knees, as you learn to do things properly using your mind. And then I would teach them a little bit about mind psychology. And how with mind psychology they could mentally see things lifted and moved into a proper place. But we'll do that another time. That's exciting. Oh, that's exciting. But it takes dedication. Oh, it takes dedication. I get real close to these people and I say, now, are you ready? And they say, yes. And I say, okay, now, put this thought in mind. And they say, yes. And then it's done. Now, many of us, we have this ache and pain. And we can say, I'm home perfect. I had another young lady. She was very unhappy with the relationship she had with her boyfriend. And her boyfriend took her for granted, expected that she would do whatever he wanted her to do and be wherever he wanted her to be and act like he wanted her to act and just be totally subservient to him. And I said to her, is that making you happy? No, 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 no. That's why I told you about it, Dr. Barker. That's why I told you. I'm not happy with it. I said, okay. Now, what can you do to have a happy relationship with any boyfriend you have? But he's the only one I got. With any boyfriend you have. First, you have to feel that you are so worthwhile, so delightful, so wonderful, that every young man would delight in being your friend. Every young man would delight in having you as his girlfriend, and he would delight in giving you all the action that's necessary to be courting you as a friend, not necessarily as a lover, not necessarily as a wife or husband, but as a friend. And so as you're being courted, as the foreplay is there, the gentleness, the caringness, the lovingness, you give out your unconditional love. And you tell them that, I give unconditional love to everybody. Not put out. I give out unconditional love. And with this unconditional love, I am a gentle, loving person. And I am treated as a gentle, loving person. And I am creating in my world gentle, loving people. And you're not mine forever. You could be, but not necessarily. No one is mine forever. Everyone is mine forever as an unconditional lover. That's true, because I unconditionally love everyone all the time. But how do you do that? How do you do that? She protested. And I told her, you do that by starting to look in the mirror and saying, hi, beautiful, how are you today? I think you're wonderful. I think you're just fantastic. And talk to yourself and tell yourself how wonderful you are. Tell yourself what a great catch you are for any young man who comes along and wants to go dancing and wants to go out for dinner and wants to go out and talk and wants to go out and enjoy a movie, wants to go out and do anything, walk in the park, no matter what you want to do. Some wonderful person is ready for you to do that with. Nothing permanent, nothing definite, nothing tying either of you down, but opening up both of you to your highest and greatest potential. But this young lady tried that. And as she tried that, she was just utterly amazed at how beautifully it worked. This was not just one young lady. I have put this to work in many young people, and in many middle-aged people, and many older people. Because you see, a lot of older people, they think, well, now, they're past the age of being desirable. My goodness sakes, you are not. You are desirable all your life because you're a desirable being, because you're a fantastic being, because you're a glorious being. The world wants you. Everyone wants you. Think of how many wonderful people who are over 80, over 90, over 100, who are living wonderfully. And many of them, because their wife or husband decides to pass along and get onto another dimension, they're not going to live alone. They find themselves another wonderful being, and they get married. They get married at these ancient ages, and so many of them like to get married even at young, young ages. And I tell them, hey, never rush it. Never rush it. Develop relationships, develop friendships, develop your own ability to give unconditionally to everyone with whom you are having any friendship at all. And no matter how old or young you are, just first give unconditional love. And if unconditional love is right, you found yourself a good relationship, a good friend. If unconditional love is not enough, that they want to go further than that, and you're not ready to go further than that, then that's not the relationship you want. They're out there. They're out there by the hundreds and thousands and millions, people who are ready to have a relationship with another person in unconditional love, without any holds barred. Just being yourself and having fun. No possession, no desire other than just being wonderful and having fun. As you try that today and realize that you're number one and that everything is beautiful for you because you are unconditional. And as you say, I like me, I like me, I like me, into the mirror and believe that about yourself, miracles happen. And as you say, when any little thing disturbs you, I'm home first, I'm home first, I'm home first, and build that into your consciousness until it becomes the only thing you think about. And then, whatever you thought about being home perfect of, is no longer. You're home perfect, so there's no thing from which you were working on being home perfect. But you still say, I'm whole and perfect, so that it will be built into your consciousness as a permanent, wonderful thing that lasts with you forever, because you're worth it. Isn't it wonderful? Life is so filled with thrilling things and thrilling activities and thrilling deals, and you are at the center. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.